Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm from New Jersey and I'm proud about it. I love the Garden State.
The unofficial Jersey State anthem by Red Mascara. Bob Henley, that song, as people can hear, says, I'm from New Jersey and I'm proud about it. Thank goodness it doesn't say I'm from the 27th State Assembly District, because as of this past Saturday, all that has changed. That's right, the state has adopted new assembly districts as a result of the 2010 census data, and many residents and politicians all of a sudden will find themselves residing within a new political district. It's a once-in-a-decade process, made even more significant by the fact that Republican Governor Chris Christie intervened and seemed to come out on the losing end. Bob Henley, WNYC political reporter and Jersey know-it-all. Before we get to the politics of this, let's do a little civics 101. Here's how the Wall Street Journal describes it. After months of preparation and an intense final week of tweaks and draft scenarios, a professor serving as the tiebreaker on the redistricting committee over the weekend chose the Democrats' final map. That's like how Bush beat Gore.
No, I think it actually, New Jersey's one of around a dozen states that actually doesn't let their incumbent state legislature make up the map. So it's actually considered a reform. And while in the quick headlines it may appear that Governor Christie lost, the GOP press release that came out immediately afterwards says something else. It says, despite our disappointment, quote, we'll mount a strong challenge in the fall legislative elections. While not successful in having our map adopted, the new map provides a better opportunity than the current map. And so in point of fact, it does do that.
How?
Well, remember, let's go back to what the census told us it was new. The 2010 census told us that the Latino population had risen some 39% from 2000 to the point that now 1.5 million of New Jersey residents are Latino. And then the Southern Shore and the southern part of the state, that's your Monmouth, Burlington, Ocean County area, had grown by 13%. So the map makers had to do two things to accomplish their mandate, which is to account for this shift of population from the northern area, Bergen, Essex, and Passaic, down to those counties, and then also make sure that there were more opportunities for Latinos to either move up if they had assembly seats or to be part of the new landscape. Now, what ended up happening was in District 35, for instance, you have a veteran Democrat, John Drudenti from Hawthorne. He's now put in a neighboring district, District 38, up against veteran Democrat Bob Gordon from Fairlawn. That could actually help Passaic County Assemblywoman Nellie Poe, who's Hispanic, move up to get a Senate seat. Now, in the District 27, as you referred to, that's where veteran Democratic Senator and often acting Governor Dick Cody, he loses Orange and gains some Morris County municipalities that are traditionally Republican. So he is going to have a tougher time there. Then in District 33 in Hudson County, you have a Democratic ally to Christie, Brian Stack, who loses West New York. So that's in play there. Then in other areas down to the south, you have someone who's on your show with some regularity, Democratic Assemblyman Reed Gushiora. He loses Princeton and may have to move to Trenton. So that's the kind of landscape we're talking about. Now, in general, Democrats right now have a 24 out of 40 edge in the Senate. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, it's possible the GOP could take the Senate. Now, in the Assembly, they've got a 47 out of 80, which is a more commanding margin.
Let me back up a little bit. First, you talked about one assemblyman who might lose his seat in Princeton and have to move to Trenton. Somebody can just do that, say, well, I'm not going to win election here anymore, so I'm just going to move over there and run.
Well, it's all very tight, because what you have to understand is New Jersey is one of five states, I think the only one in the North, where we're in our legislative election process right now.
This is an election year for the New Jersey legislature.
By June.
This is going to be the first big political test for Chris Christie. Do you think the legislative elections in November will be like a referendum on Chris Christie?
Can't help but not to be. Anytime people go to the polls in New Jersey, even if it's on the school board budgets, remember last time with the school budget vote, Governor Christie demonstrated some real clout, getting turnout to go through the roof and having record numbers of budgets turned down. No doubt there'll be national eyes turned to New Jersey to see if he can move this blue state that much more into the Republican column.
Now, on the districting process, this is really the way it works. There's a professor sitting at a table with a few different maps in front of him, and he chooses one, in this case the one the Democrats proposed, and all of a sudden there are new districts and the political power dynamics change statewide?
What's been going on is that the Republicans have a team, they're a team. The Democrats have an A team, and they work on their strategies that accomplish both their objectives, which is often to protect key incumbents, and also to give themselves a fighting chance in terms of advancing their own fate at the polls. In the mix, you have this 11th tie-breaking person, which is Professor Alan Rosenthal, who looks at those and then comes up with the side that he supports. Now, all this is open to legal challenge, I might want to add, that as much as we have the primary upon us, as in 2000, it's possible the primary could be delayed.
And these set the districts for the next 10 years, so there's so much at stake, the next decade. In New York, we have this debate going on in the legislature in Albany with former Mayor Ed Koch out there getting people to sign pledges that they're going to have nonpartisan redistricting.
Right.
So it's not just Democrats jockeying for districts that would create more Democratic seats and the Republicans doing the same. Was there such a discussion in New Jersey?
Well, historically, New Jersey, this has been something that's going on for decades, where New Jersey's tried to move towards this reform movement. And here's the fun thing. We get to do it all over again for the congressional districts. And one of the things that's problematic for New Jersey is our population only grew by 5%, Brian, over the last 10 years, while the nation grew 10%. What does that mean? It means New Jersey loses one of its 13 members of Congress. So this redistricting is going to be difficult because somebody is going to not have a job anymore.
Let's take a phone call coming in on this from Jose in North Jersey. Jose, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi, Brian, thanks for taking my phone call. All of this restricting doesn't mean anything in New Jersey. The bosses make the decision. Biggest example, the guy that is sitting in a North Ward of North. We all know his son works for you, and he runs the show. Now he's in the side of Christie. And he's a Democrat. So all this restricting has no value for New Jersey. We've been getting a screw by the bosses. And that's what my message is.
Thank you. So it's about whose kid is doing
Let's unpack that. I think that they're referring to Steve Adubato Sr. from the North Ward, who is a civic leader in North Bergen, and Steve Adubato Jr., who I don't believe works for WNYC. I believe he's a public broadcaster. So that we needed to deal with that, because that right up front. That was what
he
the
was
person
talking
was talking
about. Steve Adubato and
because,
his father.
Because,
okay. Right. And Steve
Adubato
works
Senior,
for public broadcasting,
broadcasting
in New
right.
Jersey.
But and has appeared, certainly, on your show.
He's been a guest.
Right, exactly. But I think it's important here to note that the map indeed does change. And municipalities that were once considered part of one alignment are different. About 30% of the districts have gone through some kind of change.
Chris Christie, it's unusual, and we're going to be out of time in a minute. It's unusual that the governor got involved in the redistricting process. Why wouldn't the governor get involved in the redistricting process?
Well, it's a question of there's no law against it. Basically, Governor Christie has shown that he takes politics very intensely. It's a contact sport for him. So he saw an opportunity to try to add some strength behind the Republican pitch, so he took advantage of it. In this case, the final referendum is going to be what happens in November. Are they able to add some more Republicans to the Senate and Assembly? That's his critical test. If he doesn't do that, if Democrats pick up, then it's going to be a bad day for him, both in terms of his national rep and his ability to advance his agenda.
All right, WNYC's Bob Henley is from New Jersey, and he's proud about it. Thank you very much for joining us. Brian Lehrer and WNYC. And coming up next, emotion in the workplace. When is it okay to yell and cry at work? A new book has some answers that may surprise you, and we will take your calls on the expression of feeling at work. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Workplace rules, workplace cultures are changing. Our next guest is documenting that.